Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At the end of Genesis 26, we see that Esau, the man enslaved by his own appetites, has set for himself a downward path. He has already sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Now here he is, a grandson of Abraham, the man of faith, at 40 years of age, marrying two Hittite women. Who were the Hittites? And why were they, quote, a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah, end quote? That's verse 35. Descended from Heth, the great-grandson of Noah, Genesis 10, verse 15, they were not ignorant primitives, but a people who, knowing God's judgment in the days of the flood, had rejected the light and embraced the darkness. At first, only the Bible spoke of their existence, and many mocked the biblical record as mere myth. Keep digging, boys. Sure enough, between 1822 and 1902, archaeologists discovered that the Hittites were a powerful empire based in eastern Turkey and Syria and spreading into Canaan. Recall that Abraham bought the burial cave of Machpelah from a Hittite, chapter 23. The Hittites believed that the world was controlled by the personified forces of nature, and this led to the most depraved practices in the names of their monstrous gods. This was the reason God called Abraham out of Ur in the first place and delivered Canaan to the Israelites. Exodus 23, verses 28 to 33. The Hittites being the first named enemies of God in the land. Deuteronomy 20, verse 17. The Lord's message was clear. There is a personal creator in control in the universe, not mindless forces at war with each other. Thus Esau both despised the relationship the true God offered him in the birthright and embraced a worldview increasingly held today by those who have, quote, exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Romans 1, verse 25.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.